The Three Little Pigs. Once upon a time, there lived three little pigs and her mother. Sadly, their mother was very poor. She sent the three little pigs out to go and seek their fortune. The first little pig saw a man with a bundle of straw and asked the man in kindness, "Please, sir, may I have those sticks to build my house?" And he gave it to him, and he built his house out of straws. Not long after, the wolf came, and he knocked on the door. And the wolf said, little pig, let me in." And the pig said, "No, no, not by my hair of my chinny chin chin." The wolf said, "I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down." And so he did, and ate up the first little pig. The second little pig saw a man with a bundle of sticks and asked the man in a kind voice, "Please, sir, may I have those sticks to build my house?" And he gave it to him, and he built his house out of sticks. Suddenly, the wolf came, and he knocked on the door and said to the little pig, let me in." And then the pig said, "No, no, not by my hair of my chinny chin chin." The wolf said, "I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down." And so he did. He had a belly full of pigs. The third little pig saw a man with a stack of bricks and asked the man in a kind voice, "Please, sir, may I have those sticks to build my house?" And he gave it to him, and he built his house out of sticks. This pig was no ordinary pig. He was a smart pig. And not long after, the wolf came and said, and knocked on the door. And the wolf said, little pig, let me in." And the pig said, "No, no, not by my hair of my chinny chin chin." The wolf said, "I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house down." But he couldn't blow the house down. The wolf was very shocked. And this wolf was a bit clever. And he thought of another idea and asked the little pig, do you like turnips? And the pig said, "Oh, yes, I do." And the wolf said, "What time would you like to be there?" "At 6 o'clock." And so the wolf went. And the wolf woke up very early. He woke up very early. He woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And he went to collect the turnips and return home safely. And the wolf came and knocked on the door. "Little pig, are you ready?" "What? I've already been there." And the wolf was very angry indeed. The wolf thought of another idea. "Little pig, do you know where to get apples?" "No," said the little pig. And he said, "Up on those trees. Would you like to come with me?" "Oh, yes, I would love to." 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, and the wolf went. The third little pig woke up very early. He woke up at 4 o'clock, and he went on the tree to collect some apples. And the wolf was walking along, and he saw the pig up in the tree, and he said, Little pig, do you like those apples? Are they juicy?" And the little pig said, "Oh, yes, they are. I'll throw down one for you." And he threw as far as he could. And the wolf went running after it. And the pig ran as fast as he could. And he reached home. And the wolf came and said, "Little pig, would you like to come to a party?" "Oh," he said, "oh, yes, I would love to." And